It's good to be in the Lord's house. Appreciate you being here this morning. Appreciate the good touch of God that I felt here this morning. Appreciate His presence. I never want to take it for granted. I never want to take it lightly. He does love me. And what amazes me is that He loved me and died for me when I was a sinner. He didn't find me in a good condition. He found me on my way to hell. Thank God that He does love me. Appreciate that message this morning. If you have your Bibles with us this morning and would turn with us under the Gospel of Luke, the 7th chapter, Luke chapter number 7. I'm just going to read a few verses there, give you the thought on my heart that God has laid there.
Yes.
Do pray for our pastor. He called me this morning, encouraged my heart, told me he's praying for me.
Amen.
There's a long journey down yesterday, and about halfway here, Brother Henderson contacted me, Brother Wayne Henderson, and said, I'm a praying for you, preacher. I'm going to tell you, I don't take that lightly. I appreciate God and God's people this morning. Nothing like them. We're living in a wicked world. But thank God the church is alive and well. Ain't nothing wrong with the church this morning. I hear about all the problems and what God's people aren't doing. Well, I'm going to tell you something this morning. We're still doing exactly what God put us here to do. That's to preach the word and be a witness for Jesus Christ and to see sinners get saved. Boy, I'm glad I'm saved this morning. In the 19th verse of the 7th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, the Bible said, and John calling unto him, two of his disciples sent them to Jesus, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? When the men were come unto him, they say, John Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, and how that the blind see and the lame walk and the lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear, the dead are raised. To the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Heavenly Father, I thank you God for this moment of time. Father, I ask you God to bless your word, honor it now, Father. Multiply it. Use it where it can be used. God, help us today as only you can do. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to preach this morning, if God would help us, on this thought. Finding Jesus.
Right.
Finding Jesus. Here John was, one of the greatest men of God that ever was, Jesus himself. I mean, spoke about John and told who he was and what he was and how he was. And here John had been preaching and he'd been telling about Jesus. But all that's past. All the glory days are gone. Now he finds himself in prison. John had seen the great crowds come. He'd baptized. He'd even baptized the Lord. He saw the Holy Ghost ascend in the form of a dove and land upon our blessed Savior. And God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And so John had seen all of that. But it's another day. And I want to remind you that this is another day. Amen. Every day we face is afresh and anew. Every day that we come into this old world, we're facing new heartaches, new problems. The world's against us. I believe the brother said, even our own kind are against us this morning. Even God's people, we've come to the place where we cannot get along. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. Somebody better find Jesus before it's too late. Only hope for our young people in another generation and the loss of this world is that somebody here today will find Jesus. You say, what are you talking about, Brother Tom? Listen, I know we live in the days of billboards and gadgets, and I'm not a very gadget friendly. Amen? I just don't know how to use them. I'm old school. You'll just have to forgive me for that. I know you young people are really into that, but in the day and time that I'm preaching about, John was in prison. He called his disciples and he said, go find him.
That's right.
Ask him, is he the one? Well, first of all, I want to testify today He is the one.
Amen.
Amen. He is not only the one, but He is the way. Amen. He's not a way. He is the way.
Amen.
His name is Jesus.
Yes.
But John said, listen, hey, you go and find Him.
Yes.
Now, they had no idea where Jesus was. He was going from first one place to the next.
Yes.
They just had to find the Lord. Now I say today that it's all right, to become confused, and it's all right in the day that we're living. I realize that people are being pulled in this direction and in that direction, but may I say that it's quite all right to admit that sometimes we just can't find the Lord where we need to find Him. We think that we've got to put on an air and a show about us of holiness, but I'm going to tell you something. The holiness of God is real. And when it's there, it's there. And when it's not, it's not. And we need to be men and women enough to admit when we're not where we need to be.
That's right.
He said, go find Him. Two reasons. John wanted them to go find Jesus. Number one reason, John had been in the glory days. John had seen the Lord. John knew that it was Him. But the circumstances of that day that he was facing, that he was living, was being applied to his heart. And he needed to know, listen, my friend, it's a daily walk with Him. It's not once a week on Sunday. It's not twice a week on Sunday. It's not just a midweek thing. It's every day with Jesus. And so he said, go find Him. Listen, don't you think for one moment that just because he was God's man, that the devil wasn't on his shoulder telling him, listen, he was telling him that the Lord didn't care. He'd taken his ministry. He'd taken his crown. But John himself had said, he must increase and I must decrease. But the devil will play in a person's heart and in their mind and in their life. And he is a liar and the father of all lies. And he will tell you and I, listen, he got to Adam and Eve in the garden. I mean, he talked to them and whispered to them, and they listened to them. And by the way, fellas, it wasn't Eve's sin that got us where we're at. It was by one man's sin. Amen. It's about time we got some men with a little bit of backbone that'll stand up, amen, and live for God.
Amen. You got that right.
And so here, John said, go find Him. I have got to know. Have I wasted my life? Or is He the one?
Right.
Listen, John knew in his heart that he was the one.
Yeah.
But in his mind where Satan was... Listen, God can puts a hedge about His people and He protects them.
Yeah.
But you hear me and hear me well,
right,
my friend. Your heart is protected and Satan cannot touch it. But he messes with your mind.
That's right.
He cannot bother our heart. That means sealed, brother, till the day of redemption.
Amen.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
That means He's coming back just like He said.
Yes.
And I'm leaving out just like He said.
Yes.
Amen. No ifs, ands, or buts. But in between now and then, Satan messes with my mind. And so, John said, you go find Him. Can you imagine the predicament they were in? Where will we find Jesus? Well, I'm going to tell you something. A good place to start looking for Him is in His house.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Listen, church attendance is so, so important.
Yes.
It is necessary.
Amen.
We need the fellowship of one another, the encouragement. We need to see one another and know that we're still in the same battle, on the same side, in the same fight. Are you hearing me? John said, go find them.
Yes.
He said, why will we look?
Yes.
Well, maybe they went first down to the synagogue. It doesn't say. It doesn't say.
Right.
But they did know this much. He'd been on the hillside before.
Yes.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you what. If you've ever been with the Lord very much, you know where to find Him.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. All this playing games and stuff that they're doing in church, I'm going to tell you what. It doesn't take programs. It doesn't take puppets. It doesn't take plays. It takes power of God to save sinners. Nothing short of that will work. It is still the blood that cleanses from sin. Amen. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. None. Amen. But you see, that sinner's got to come to the realization that that blood was shed for them and that that love of God was towards them in Christ Jesus. And when they can come to grips with that and repent of their sin and reach out in faith of Jesus Christ, God can save any sinner. So, they were going out. John needed to know. I'm going to tell you something. There's times when I just long to hear from God. And that doesn't mean that I don't speak to Him and He doesn't speak to me. But you know what I'm talking about. That intimate time that you... I hope you know what I'm talking about. That intimate time when you and the Lord are together and He wraps His arms around you and He says all is well and He whispers in your ear and you know, hey, listen, I'm talking about finding Jesus as a personal Savior. As more than that. Listen, He's not a spare tire. He's a God that'll go with you. He'll walk with you and work with you. He'll live with you and sleep with you and eat with you and talk with you. He is my everything this morning. And so here, John said, I've just got to know, boys. So they may have went to the synagogue, but they found him on the hillside. Let me give you a little secret, church. You don't have to look any further than your heart if you're saved
for
the Son of God.
That's right.
Amen. The Bible said He set up an abode in our heart. You know what that means? He's took up housekeeping. Amen. Inside of my soul, there's the seal of good housekeeping been applied by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and His Spirit lives within my soul. And that's as far as I've got to look.
Amen.
You see, Satan pulls on my mind. He pulls. He can't get my heart. It belongs to Jesus, but he'll mess with my mind. I tell you, listen. He'll even go as far as to try to tell you that you're not saved. You reckon he told John that while he's sitting there? You reckon he told him that the Lord didn't love him anymore? I'm glad I know he's a liar. I know he's pegged his word. But I'm going to tell you something. When the burdens get heavy and the battles get long, and listen, sometimes if we're not careful, we'll listen to the trash talk of the devil. Amen. And we'll act upon it. Do you realize that it was the acting upon what Satan said that got man in trouble? It wasn't what Satan said. It was their actions of man acting upon what Satan had said. John said, go find them. They found him on the hillside and said, John sent us. And the Lord just, isn't that amazing? He didn't stop everything and say, oh, wait a minute, these are John's disciples. Amen. You know, sometimes we expect God just to stop everything in the universe and do what we want Him to do. But He's already doing what's best for us. That's what we need to understand. All things, just before the scripture that you read, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to the purpose. Listen, there's a purpose in this thing, and God has made a way for each and every one of us. And John, they said, John sent us. And he kept right on healing. And the Bible said then when he was done doing what he was doing, he said, now go tell John. They had something to tell John. I'm going to tell you something. We've got something to tell this whole lost and dying world. How we've seen the Lord. We've met the Lord. We've talked with Him. We've supped with Him. We've sat with Him. We've walked with Him. We've got something to tell a lost and dying world that Jesus Christ is alive and well. But, you're not going to do it here. This is the glory place. It's easy to serve God here. It's easy to worship God here. It's them other 6 days a week down at the workplace, down at the house place. Amen? Amen. God ought to be the same at your house as He is at your church. God ought to be the same at your workplace. He ought to be the same driving down the road. You ought never do, say, or want to do anything that would bring shame to the glory of God.
Amen. You got that right.
Oh, Brother Tom. Listen. He said, John needs to know. John did need to know. They needed to know. That was the second reason John sent them. John was fixing to die. John knew that. John knew his time was short. Listen, he preached a message that he couldn't take back. Hey, man, preachers, I'm going to tell you something. When you preach it, live it.
Amen.
Amen. And don't back up on it. Stand on it. I'm so tired of preachers. Now listen, if you're wrong, you're wrong. Be man enough to admit it. But if you're standing on the Word of God, stay steadfast.
Amen. That's right.
I've seen more preachers change their mind, go a different route. It breaks my heart. You say, what are you going to do? I'm going to stay with the King James 16:11. Version of the Bible, which is the Word of God. Amen. I'm going to stick with my Noah Webster 1828 dictionary. Amen. You say, why that? Because back then the Word was pure. It wasn't, didn't have all the world in it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
We're trying, listen, I know preachers that are trying to preach, amen, out of books and trying to preach out of different things, but there's nothing but the Word of God that will reach a sinner's heart. There's nothing but, listen, Jesus was the Word. Jesus is the Word. And without the Word, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Listen, that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Here He was. They needed to know.
Amen.
They needed Jesus.
Yes,
they were about to leave John.
Yes.
They were about to start following the one that they were intended to follow. Listen, God never intended for you to follow this man. And don't get me wrong, he's your pastor. You better love him. But he's not Jesus Christ. I'm not Jesus Christ. This preacher isn't, and the other preachers aren't. And we love you for loving us. But I'm going to tell you something. I believe every one of them would tell you to follow Jesus Christ and nobody else.
Amen.
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 Now, how can you follow Him if you don't fellowship with Him?
Amen.
Amen. I mean, how can we? You say, what do you mean fellowship? You know what fellowship is? Brother Hyatt and I went out last night and we just sat there and talked and talked, and then we come by here and we talk and we talk. That's fellowship.
Yes, sir.
Right.
That wasn't worship.
Right.
That's something different.
Right.
It's fellowship. Time of spending time with a brother or sister in Christ and enjoying that time and just getting to know one another.
Amen.
How much fellowship do we really have with Jesus Christ in the day that we live? How much do you study His Word? Hey, listen, He said to hide it in your heart that you might not sin against God.
Right.
Amen. But you listen to me. How much time do we spend in prayer? Oh, the preacher will pray. Them ladies will sing. The choir director will direct the choir. And we'll just go through the motions and have church. John didn't want them to go through the motions. He said, you go and ask Him. And said, art thou the one? Or do we look for another? Jesus never did tell them to look for another. But best I can tell, they didn't have to.
Amen.
Amen. When His holy presence comes on the scene, there's no question in anybody's heart, mind, or soul that He's real. Listen, at church, all He wants us to do is worship Him. He'll draw sinners in.
Amen. That's right.
We act like we won a trophy if somebody gets saved. I'll tell you what. It isn't anything you and I did. He ought to cast us off into hell, brother, but He didn't. Amen. Why? Because He loved us. Amen. And His love is permanent. Amen. It's forever and ever. You say, Brother Tom, how long is that? I'm going to find out. I'm headed there one day. After a while, I'm going to find out. It's called eternity. I'm going to spend eternity with Him. Hey, listen. You say, what are you going to do in eternity? Well, I'll tell you what they're doing there right now. The Bible said they bow down around the throne and they cry, holy, holy, holy. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to worship Him for who He really is, without any hindrance, without anything bothering us. We're going to stand in the presence of a holy God. We all get ready now. You say, well, Brother Tom, I can't act like that. Honey, you ever get God, you don't have to act. You just let go. Amen. Just let go. Let go. Quit trying to control Him. Let Him control you. You'll find it works better. He's never had a wreck. He's never had a mishap. He's never lost one. He told them there, listen, in the 17th chapter, when He prayed, He said, I've got them all, Father. I haven't lost the one. Not a one. If we'll let Him, if we'll let Him, He'll fellowship with us. He is a friend. No wonder the Bible said that Moses talked to Him as a friend. With a friend. Can you imagine that rest of that crowd? They didn't want to go out there. I mean, it's a shame God had to separate Himself from the camp. Amen. Because of their sin. But I'll tell you what. It didn't stop Moses. And I'm going to tell you what. It didn't stop a young man by the name of Joshua. Amen. I'm telling you, young people today, you can serve God with the fullness of your heart. And you can give Him every ounce of your being. And there's no telling what God will do with your life and your family and your friends. And they said, go find out. And they got to watching them. Now, I'm going to tell you something, church. Here's where it gets sticky. The only way for a sinner to watch Jesus is to watch you and me.
That's right.
He's not here in person. We are.
That's right. That's right.
We are. Hey, listen. He stood in my place at Calvary. I stand in His place today. Amen. Every born again child of God ought to be standing head held high with a testimony. Listen, that's something that separates us from the world. All they can talk about is the things of this world. All I got my heart on is affection set above. Amen. And all I like to talk about are the things of God. Oh, Brother Tom, you must lead a boring life. I've been told that. But I'll tell you what, it's a happy life. Amen. If my wife was here today, she could have testified to that. Amen. You pray for her. She broke her ankle about 2 months ago and just now got the last of the stuff off. She walks with a bad limp and she hasn't really mastered getting around yet. But I'm going to tell you what, there's still peace in our home. You say, why, Brother Tom? Because I know that He's the one. Hey, man, I found Him for myself back in 1974. I believe the brother said that you was raised Lutheran, brother. Maybe, hey, man, I was raised Catholic. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you what. Hey, you talk about two walking miracles, brother. Thank God that He delivered us out of what the bondage, hey, man, of religion that we were shut in and saved our soul.
Thank God.
You say, why did He do that? Because He loved me. He could have left me in my religion. Listen, these boys had religion. They knew what John had preached. And by the way, John preached the same message that Jesus did. And when John died, the Bible said, and Jesus began to preach repentance. Amen. He picked up the same message that John. You say, why, Brother Tom? Because it's the only message there is to a sinner. It's to repent. You must be born again. Outside of that, you'll die and go to hell.
That's exactly right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They said, oh, He's got to be real. Can't nobody else do these things. He's got to be real. I'm telling you, He is real. He's as real gets today. You say, well, Brother Tom, how do I find them? If you're here today and you're lost, I'll tell you what you do. You listen and you watch. What do I listen to? The Word of God. What do I watch? The church. What do I wait for? The Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, that's right. You say, I got to wait? Absolutely. Hey, man, even the children of God have to wait. Them that wait upon the Lord shall what? He'll renew their strength. Hey, man, listen. Even God's servants have to wait upon the Lord. You say, what am I waiting for? You'll know it.
Amen, sir.
I don't have to tell you. I've never seen a sinner that fell under the condemnation of God, that was touched by God, that didn't know it was the hand of God. They become miserable. They become, they can become a terror to live with.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I love to see them get saved while they're still young and innocent, without all the sins of the world upon them. And then it's our obligation and duty to train them up in the way that they should go. But you hear me and hear me well. They looked at one another and said, yep, it's him.
Yes,
we found him.
Amen.
Can you imagine John sitting back in the jailhouse? He's still in a turmoil. He's still in a mess. He's still in the battle. But it's getting darker and darker. All of a sudden over the hillside, he hears a hoot and a holler of them old boys of God coming back. He said, John, it's him. It's him. It's him. It's him. That's a message we need to get out today. It's still him.
Thank God.
I see old John look up. And he said, I knew it in my heart. I knew it in my heart. I knew he wouldn't leave me nor forsake me. He never has and he never will. You say, Brother Tom, you don't know the battle I'm in. Honey, I don't. But I'm going to tell you what. He's been in every battle before you ever got there. He mapped out the plan of defense. He done mapped out the ground he's going to walk on. And he's done assured your victory. You say, Brother Tom, are you sure we're going to get victory? I've already got it. I'm not waiting to get it. And in 1974, when God saved me, I got complete victory. Complete. You say, do you ever have battles? Yeah. And sometimes I'll wrestle with the devil like a big dummy. And sometimes I'll try to fight with him. And he'll slap me this way and that way. And then I'll realize the battle's not mine.
Amen.
Even little David knew that.
Right.
He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
You know why? Because there was no other name given under heaven by which men must be saved.
Amen.
Amen. That's it. It's John! It's him! It's him! It's him! And I want to say today, if you're in that battle, if you're in that fight, it'd be a good time for you to come this morning and say, Lord, Lord, I need an answer.
That's right.
Did you know that some of you have loved ones that are dying? I shared with Brother Hyatt. My son's 34 years old. He just got saved about a month ago. You say, you're kidding me, preacher. No. He'd made a profession back yonder. The professions don't last.
That's right.
Amen. Salvation does. But he come by the house the other night. And him and his wife were just sitting there. And all of a sudden, the tears just started squirting out of his eyes.
Amen.
And he just began to blubber.
Amen.
And he said, I've got it.
Amen.
I've found it. I've got it.
Yes.
I've found it. He said, I've got a peace that passes all understanding. He said, I never would have believed it was this good. He said, but it's better, Daddy, than you even preached about. He said, it's better than I dreamed it would be. Amen. That following Monday, my wife got out of bed and the phone rung. There was our son on the other end of the line and she got to hear the words she'd waited for 34 years. She said, Mama, I got up this morning and I've been praying for you.
Amen. Thank God. That's
amen. It's him.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Thank God it is.
I wonder this morning, I'm going to ask the piano player to come. It might be that somebody just play softly if you would, brother. It might be that somebody needs to come. Hey, listen, there's a lot at stake. Man, God's blessed this church. I look at these little ones around here, but I'm telling you what, right now, that's a responsibility. That's a grave, grave responsibility right there. You might need to come. There might be a mama or daddy, grandma or grandpa here today, brother or sister, aunt or uncle. You say, my babies won't come. I'll tell you what they will do. They will come. You say, no, they won't, Brother Tom. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. You see, as long as we're defeated in our mind, Satan defeats us in our heart. He'll push dirt over that good feeling. He'll push dirt where the glory of God once dwelled. Victory's ours because we believed.
Yes, yes.
You never got saved if you didn't believe.
Right.
In faith believing.
That's right.
I want everybody to stand this morning if you would. You might need to come and pray this morning. Oh, listen. This is real. This is real. God doesn't want you to stand in that battlefield alone. God doesn't want you to be wounded on the sidelines. God wants you to have victory. Great, great victory in your life this morning. Would you come? If you're here this morning and lost, would you come? Would you come? It is Him. It is Him. You say, Brother Tom, I've tried everything I know to do. Then give up and give it to Him. And let Him take it. Would you do that this morning? Others are still coming. Why don't you just slip out and come this morning?